Theater of the Mind.
Once again, I approached the end of September wondering where the hell the time went. Unlike last year at this time, the autumn bug hasn't really bitten me yet. It doesn't seem like fall because the summer weather stuck around late this year. We actually had more cool weather in August than in September. Welcome to St. Louis, where the weather never makes any damn sense. We'll probably end up having a hard freeze around the 14th or so, and then later I'll be sweating my nads off on Halloween night. Whatever. I'm not going to trip off it. It may not feel like autumn at this moment, but it will soon enough. Once that chill kicks in and the colors start showing, I feel like I've been reborn. At least I know I'll have a haunt to go to. I know when I recorded the October show last year, I mentioned that my friends with the home haunt weren't doing the full haunt anymore. But they ended up calling me 2 weeks before Halloween to tell me they'd built it and wanted to know if I was going to make it out there. They said they're just doing it 3 more times and then that's it. That's the last time the show is closing. And they really, really mean it this time. Just like the last 6 or 7 times they said they weren't going to do it anymore. Whatever. It's starting to sound kind of familiar. I keep seeing that same pattern in something else Halloween and haunt related that I'm involved in. Anyway, the sci-fi convention is coming up this weekend, so it'll be a busy but awesome weekend with the masquerade. And then after that, it'll be time to fix and revamp my own costume for Halloween. I keep saying every year that I'm going to do that in the off-season, cut all the creepy cloth off my cloak and replace it since it's all dreaded up and looks more like a monochrome ghillie suit than a reaper's cloak. And I never do. I end up waiting until the night before the haunt and there's not enough time, so I just end up adding another couple of layers on top of the old stuff and I call it good. After 6 years, that damn thing's starting to get really, really heavy. Why do I never follow through on my plans to fix it? I don't know. But damn if it doesn't still get the job done. It may look like a giant geriatric Bob Marley wig to me now, but hauntgoers still get pretty creeped out when I come looming up out of the shadows wearing it. But this time, I'm going to get it fixed in time before Halloween night and make those gloves for it too. And I really, really mean it this time. Probably. At least, if I don't, and I'm not saying I won't because I definitely will, but theoretically, if I don't, at least I know that it's still going to get the scares and the audience is going to think it looks great. And that's the important thing. I don't have homework to worry about this year, so the October horror movie marathon is back on. At the very least, I need my 3 big Halloween-themed ones, Trick or Treat, Season of the Witch, and of course Halloween, followed by Carpenter's The Thing, Phantasm, and the original Night of the Living Dead. It just ain't October without those. To be honest, the horror movie thing is more just a tradition than anything else. It helps put the mind in a dark place, but for me, it doesn't really add to the anticipation or the excitement of Halloween. Only haunting really does that anymore. Looking through pictures of previous builds or watching the progress pictures posted by other haunters, that's what tickles the Halloween nerve in me like no movie can. Movies are just passive entertainment. Haunting is creation. It's interaction. It's alive. There's watching people act in front of sets, and then there's building your own sets and acting yourself. And the latter is so much more satisfying. Do you act in your own haunt? Or do you let others do the acting while you stay behind the scenes, monitoring things and making sure everything is running and functional, keeping the foggers topped off and whatnot? I don't think I could run a haunt without acting in it at least half the time. Even when not actively scaring people, just losing myself in the character and becoming part of the scene is just energizing to me. I love listening for the ones who are new to the haunt and haven't seen me in character. I know my routine is going to have an effect on them. What I like to do is pretend to be a static prop, and then just move a little closer every time the victim isn't looking. Sort of like the weeping angels from Doctor Who, or the topiary animals from The Shining. After a few looks, it becomes clear that I'm closing in on them, and I'm obviously not a prop, despite appearing to be one, and they get kind of freaked out. It may not get as big and as loud a response as a full-out jump scare would get, but we've got other actors in the haunt to provide those. Variety's the spice of life, or death in my case. I have a great time playing this little cat-and-mouse game. The anticipation of them making the revelation is a little thrill that just never gets old. When do you feel the most excitement about the haunt? Is it while the guests are going through and the magic is taking place? Or during the build when your visions are finally taking shape? How about during the takedown after Halloween when your mind is flooding with ideas for next year? One of my favorite moments is during the final scramble as the visitors start showing up and forming the line while we're slamming the last few staples in and hooking up the last extension cords that we'd forgotten about earlier. And simultaneously trying to get our costumes on. Yeah, we're those kind of haunters. But even if things are frantic and there was plenty of bitching and exploding at each other just a scant hour ago, when it's 10 minutes till go time, spirits are pretty high. The excitement kicks in. People are giggling and grinning, even if they're in a panic. At that point, the general feeling is, if something ain't done, it ain't gonna be. And if something still doesn't work, it's not going to, so forget about it and let's do this. Our victims are here and waiting for us to do what we do, so let's not keep them waiting any longer. In the immortal words of Jane Cobb, let's be bad guys. It seems odd that we play the role of tormentors and our victims thank us for it. People come to us looking to be terrorized. To a safe extent, of course, but still, it's an odd quirk in our human makeup that makes us seek fear and threat. But so long as that's there, there will always be those of us ready to supply it. Just humble servants feeding the fear Jones, sharing the gift of darkness. The very thought of it warms my cold little heart. I still have a few fragmented Halloween memories from childhood. Home haunting wasn't really a thing back then, nowhere near what it is now, but a few folks went the extra mile beyond the basic window decorations and cobweb fluff around the porch. Those who put out a few tombstones or set up a mannequin on the porch or even played creepy sounds and music outside were my favorite houses to go to, regardless of how good the candy haul was. These old people are cool, I thought. They actually get it. They understand what Halloween is. I can get candy from any of these houses, but these people have fun. They weren't just grown-ups, strangers living in a different world. They were actually playing along with us. On that night, our social world got a little bigger and more populated, and people we normally wouldn't give a second look to or acknowledge with more than a passing nod were like new playmates, even if only for a very brief time. Strangers were coming together and interacting with one another, and a good time was pretty much had by all. Leslie Bannatyne sums it up in her book Halloween Nation. Unlike religious or national holidays in which the celebrations are usually centered around the family, Halloween is the one holiday centered around the neighborhood. When the line through the haunt is moving rather slow, I like to walk up and down the street and see if I can entice more people in. Of course, the immediate locals know all about the haunt because it's been going on there for years, but there's always people who take their kids into other neighborhoods when their own is quiet and the trick-or-treating is poor. Some older groups just like to mill around and see the decorations and yard displays, like those who go around looking at people's Christmas lights in the winter. In this neighborhood, it's common for the homeowners to move fire pits and chimeneas into the driveway and sit around the fire greeting trick-or-treaters there instead of having them come up to the door. They always talk to me or the other haunt actors when we walk by. Everybody's in a cheery mood, and it's like Christmas spirit, only better, because it's more welcoming to passing strangers. Those who call Halloween evil have obviously never really seen it up close. And amidst all that garishly clad humanity milling about, on this one night, the home haunts are the true hubs of the community. Crowds gather. Most go through, some stay outside and wait for the others to come out, some just hang around the outside and people watch. The kiddies go to the front door to get loot, and the older and more adventurous of them get in line to go through. Lots of conversation and laughing in those crowds. And if the proper amount of attention has been given to the facade, front lawn, and soundtrack, there's fear there, too. Always some kids, teens, and a few grown people somewhat apprehensive, not knowing what to expect. Some of them are thinking, will there be spiders in there? I hate spiders. Or clowns, or whatever. Scaring themselves by wondering how scared they'll get. Fearing fear itself. That's why I like working the crowds more than being inside. I like to just gently crank up the dread on the jittery ones so they're really second-guessing their resolve by the time they get to the entrance. And then watch and listen to them exit a few minutes later, laughing and freaking out. Eventually, the crowd thins. The last few, usually people who already went through earlier in the evening and want to come back for another pass, get their fix, give us loads of compliments, and we all retire to the house to take the makeup off, shed a few layers of costume, and share stories and laughs with the group over beers and a bowl of chili. It seems weird, all those weeks of work for just a few hours of fun. I don't even try to explain it to those who don't understand. I barely understand it myself. It certainly defies logic. But then, what's logical about a haunted house? Screw logic. Save that for the other world, the one we're forced to live in the rest of the year. This night is our world. We make the rules. It's time to be whatever we decide to be. Ugly, beautiful, horrific, even invisible. We invent our own motivations and demeanors, be they evil, ravenous, mysterious, comical, or just plain nuts. We inflict our own special, creative blend of benevolent sadism upon willing victims and revel in their laughter and in their screams. We gather together to create, and others gather to us to walk a while in the weird, dark little world that we brought into being. While it seems at times that the forces of the world are trying to pry us all apart from each other, let's bring our little corners of the world together for a night of festivity, fright, and fun. This is a good thing that we do. Let yourself enjoy it. In the time left before the big dance, try not to sweat the small stuff. Know when to say done, and don't drive yourself crazy trying to add extra stuff at the last minute. And when things seem overwhelming, remember the Haunter's Prayer. O Great Pumpkin, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot complete, the focus to complete the things I can, and the craftiness to camouflage the bare spots so nobody'll know the difference. Above all, have fun. I'm Revenant, and you're listening to Hauntcast. Keep the ghost light burning, and happy Halloween.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.